VOA News, I'm Gene Randall. There has been a renewal of deadly violence in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul. About a dozen people were killed during a midday attack on the Communications Ministry building today, ending a spell of relative calm in the city. The Interior Ministry said on Twitter the nearly five-hour assault had ended and that all the suicide bombers were killed. It all began when an attacker blew himself up at the entrance to the building, enabling others to enter the heavily guarded government complex in central Kabul. Police reportedly evacuated around 2,800 employees and sealed off the area around the building as at least three attackers battled security forces. Meanwhile, a source close to the Taliban tells VOA the insurgents are exhausted by efforts to join a now-canceled conference in Qatar. It was scheduled to begin today and for the first time would have included the Kabul government. It was scrubbed over the size and makeup of the official Afghan delegation, which numbered 250 participants. Pakistan charges that anti-state militants operating out of terrorist camps inside Iran are behind this week's brutal slaying of 14 security personnel in a remote southwestern Pakistani region. Islamabad says it's formally shared what is called credible evidence with Tehran so action can be taken against the perpetrators. Prime Minister Imran Khan is expected to discuss the issue with Iranian leaders during his first official visit to that country, which begins on Sunday. The World Health Organization says a doctor from Cameroon fighting an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo has been killed in an attack on an Eastern Congo hospital. The violence is the latest in a series of attacks on Ebola treatment centers carried out by militiamen and others critical of the international response to the Ebola outbreak. To keep up with all the day's news every day, we invite you to go online to voanews.com. You can also use the convenient VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Here in Washington, there is yet another political battle over the Mueller report on the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign. It centers on the demand from congressional Democrats that the unredacted version of the report be handed over. The Justice Department so far says no. Democrats want the material delivered before Attorney General William Barr testifies on Capitol Hill. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a subpoena for all of Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report after the redacted version gave fresh evidence of presidential misconduct.
He practically invites Congress to pursue that.
Nadler telling CBS this morning lawmakers need the unredacted report and all underlying materials to decide what's next. He says he expects the Justice Department to comply by May 1st, when Attorney General William Barr begins 2 days of hearings. The president is bashing what he calls the crazy Mueller report and his ex-advisors who cooperated with the probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Syrian watchdog group says Islamic State militants have killed at least 35 Syrian soldiers over the past few days. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports four senior Syrian army officers were among those killed. The attacks were said to be the biggest since the fall of the caliphate to U.S.-backed forces in Syria last month. The United Nations Children's Fund says hundreds of thousands of children affected by Cyclone Idai in southern Africa need urgent help. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Cyclone Idai, the deadliest storm to hit southern Africa in more than two decades, killed at least 1,000 people and destroyed crops, livelihoods, and hundreds of thousands of homes. The UN Children's Fund says the emergency phase of its response in Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe is winding down. But the road to recovery will remain very long, especially for children who are the most vulnerable. It says children lack essential services, including health care, nutrition, water and sanitation, protection, and education. It says the situation is particularly dire for some 1 million children in Mozambique, where the storm hit with particular ferocity.
That was Lisa Schlein for VOA from Geneva. UNICEF is appealing for $122 million to support humanitarian operations in storm-hit areas. Police in Northern Ireland have detained a pair of teenagers in the shooting death of investigative journalist Lyra McKee during rioting in Londonderry on Thursday. According to the police, the two, aged 18 and 19, are being held under anti-terrorism laws, and they say the rioting was most likely the work of the so-called new IRA dissident group. Gene Randall, VOA News.